With only a few weeks now remaining in his administration, we sat down with outgoing Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick for the last time in his executive office on Beacon Hill. We began the conversation by looking back to his first inaugural address in 2007. In that speech, Patrick spoke of lifting up the poor and stabilizing the middle class. So after 8 years of trying in office, we asked Governor Patrick if he thinks life is better for those folks today.
We've been trying mightily hard, and I think we've made a lot of progress. And I think the work that we have done investing in the schools, not just money, but time and ideas, the work we've done around Cori reform, the work we've done to grow the economy to a point now where we have a 25-year high in employment, what we've done in terms of expanding health care, that's all about how government helps people help themselves, and that's what we set out to do.
Also in the speech you said, "I see the poor in terrible shape and the middle class 1 month away from being poor." You think it's better for these folks today?
For some, not for enough. You know, the a lot of focus on the so-called income inequality. And for me, I think it's shorthand for a deeper problem, and that's mobility. It's the ability to move from where you are to where you want to be. There's some more work to do. We've got some great results to show for it, but I think we're pointed in the right direction.
The number of homeless families in Massachusetts right now is at an all-time high. Mm. There are more in Boston in emergency shelters right now than in 25 other major cities. What happened, and do you think that impacts your legacy in a negative way?
Well, look, poverty impacts all of our legacy. The numbers here have a lot to do with the fact that we have a policy that takes all comers. That's unlike any other place in America. We say to anybody who comes that if you need housing, we will at least shelter you temporarily. Now, there are ways and reasons, I think, why we should tighten some of that eligibility. There are chronically homeless individuals for whom we've just launched an initiative with private sector investment to bring individuals permanent housing and the wraparound services that really help them get on their feet and stay on their feet.
I want to ask about the recession of a couple of years ago. Do you think in some ways your tenure was defined by the recession? And did the recession keep you from addressing some of your priorities as fully as you might have wanted?
It's a great question. And the answer is yes and no. The recession was profound. Its impact goes well beyond my legacy. Its impact was felt in people's homes and in families. I think we have come out of recession faster than most other states and stronger than we were before. Not only have we regained in number all the jobs we lost in the recession, but we've added a record high level of employment on top of that, a 25-year high. I think the other thing that happened, I would say as a consequence of the recession, is that we were able to make some reforms that would have been hard to make under normal circumstances. And when you consider that out of recession, we have achieved nation-leading status in student achievement, healthcare coverage, veteran services, energy efficiency, on independent surveys, and so much more. I think we've got a lot to show for what we all came through together.
I want to come back to jobs in the economy for just one question. Many people, including people in the industry, believe that your billion-dollar life sciences initiative launched in 2008 in terms of stimulating the industry and bringing jobs and opportunity to the state worked very well. So what do you think we should be working at next in the Commonwealth?
Well, I think the sweet spot for us economically are the industries in these so-called innovation sectors that rely on the kind of concentration of brain power we have. Right? There are 300 colleges, universities, research institutions, teaching hospitals within 90 minutes or so, 2 hours of where we're sitting right now. And to get those institutions to work with each other and to commercialize more of their ideas is a really great opportunity for us in a global economy that's in the midst of a knowledge explosion. And I think that the benefits of that come not just for the PhDs, but for people throughout the whole range of skills, and one of the reasons why I think we have to continue to work on middle skills preparation.
Let me ask you about public life down the road. Mm-hmm. We all know that you've said you're not a candidate for president in 2016, but you've sort of hinted you might be someday. Is that a fair assessment of where your head is on this right now?
Well, I'm not hinting anything. I mean, I'm not a candidate in 2016. I don't have any plans beyond 2016. And I wouldn't have even answered the question had it not been for the fact that a surprising number of people from a range of stations in life from all over the country have been asking me to think about it. I'm new. Right? I've run for one office two times, and I ran for this office, Bob, not to get some other job, but to do this job. And now I am going into the private sector to get reacquainted with my wife and my family. And what happens in the future is politically is not something I've made plans around.
Any regrets? Wish you had more time?
I'm ready. You know, it's 8 years. It's gone by in a flash, but it's time. I mean, there are other things I wish we had accomplished, but when I consider the fact that legislatively they've had a couple of the most productive terms in 30 or 40 years, that we have nation-leading results on so many levels, and that, you know, we're pointed in the right direction and have a promising future, I feel pretty good.
Outgoing Governor Deval Patrick speaking with us in the executive office he's called home for 8 years on Beacon Hill.